From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Arguments began today in federal court in Georgia in a suit about evolution and public school textbooks. Some parents in Cobb County, north of Atlanta, objected to the inclusion of evolution in biology textbooks, so the school district stuck disclaimer stickers on them. Other parents sued, saying the stickers were unnecessary. Susanna Capiluto of Georgia Public Broadcasting was in court today and joins us now. Susanna, what does the sticker say and what's the objection?
The stickers read, and I quote here, "This textbook contains material on evolution. Evolution is a theory, not a fact, regarding the origin of living things. This material should be approached with an open mind, studied carefully, and critically considered." End of quote. And a group of parents and the ACLU argued that the sticker implies the endorsement of religion because it only mentions evolution. It doesn't mention any other scientific theory, like they mentioned gravity, for example. Now, the school board says that the stickers don't mention any faith and therefore they only promote critical thinking.
The first witness today, I understand, was the woman who got the school district to put the stickers on the textbooks. What was her testimony?
That was Marjorie Rogers. She's a mother, and she collected over 2,000 signatures a couple of years ago after she saw the biology textbooks. And she considers herself a creationist. She believes that the Earth was created in 6 days, and she considers Darwinian evolution as an atheistic theory. So she says she wants evolution taught alongside all other theories. She mentioned, you know, intelligent design might be possible. But for her, actually, the sticker doesn't go far enough. She, you know, wants teachers to literally bring up other theories. But she has not gotten that far. The school board does have a policy that evolution will be taught. And the sticker is about all this group of Christian parents was given.
You mentioned intelligent design. We should say that that's an alternate theory which holds that life on Earth results from a purposeful design rather than random mutation, and that there's some sort of higher intelligence that guides that process. The second witness took quite a different position as a science teacher in the public schools there. What did he have to say?
Well, this was Wes McCoy. He was the head of the science department of North Cobb High School, and he had actually recommended the biology textbooks. And he says the stickers diminish the status of evolution, and he considers the stickers a distraction. He says students often point to it and say it's just a theory. So they often challenge teachers. They bring in creationist literature, and they're basically forcing the teacher to discuss other theories, so to speak. In Cobb County now, they actually have workshops for science teachers where they, first of all, learn about evolution so that they are well-versed in it, and then learn how to handle these questions that students come with.
Susanna, all this is happening in Cobb County. It's the second largest school system in the state of Georgia. Could you tell us about that area?
Well, it's an affluent suburb. It is very conservative. It has a lot of large, influential churches, but it also has one of the best school systems. They consistently have the highest SAT scores in the state. A lot of people move there for the schools, and they're sort of in a quagmire, a lot of parents, because on the one hand, it's a very religious county. On the other hand, they also want to make sure that their students are not regarded when they apply for college as somebody who hasn't learned evolution.
Susanna, thanks so much.
Okay.
Susanna Capiluto of Georgia Public Broadcasting.